New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. And let's just have a listen to Stephen's voice. Just say good morning to everyone, Stephen.
Morning. I'm struggling a little bit this morning.
Now, why would that be, Stephen?
Well, I mean, the Knights, 66-point winners yesterday. If you did celebrate a little too hard, what are you doing? Jess, did you watch it?
No.
Nah, she'd be up to bed by then.
Well, it was like mid-arvo.
Yes.
I was busy.
Well,
doing what?
Do you want the list?
Nah, I'm right.
Okay.
Well, unless it was better than the Knights win.
No.
Nah,
no.
There we go.
It's all right. Fair enough. I can promise you right now, I celebrate hard enough for the three of us.
Excellent.
So,
I knew someone would.
Sounds like you've had about 50 Larry Lungbusters.
Yeah, no, I've got honey in the tea this morning. Fingers crossed I'll soothe the throat a little bit.
Because it was a big night. Well, look, congratulations to the Knights, because that is a huge effort.
Oh, massive effort. I'm sure we'll talk about it in depth with Jess.
No doubt.
Wow. Come on, the Knights.
There we go. Everyone, of course, celebrating. Records broken. How could you beat that? You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
And, of course, celebrations in order because record-breaking win for the Knights yesterday, Jess.
Yes, it was. So 66-0, an absolute thrashing. It took a little while to get going, but from that first try in the 13th minute from Jackson Hastings, it just was all up from there. The Knights were in the lead 30-0 by half time. Kalen Ponga impressed yesterday by all accounts. He had a hand in three of those tries in the first half, converted all of them, which is great. I know last week AOB was talking about, you know, who was potentially going to be converting this week. Obviously, we've had some great ones, and Kalen Ponga has been practicing through the week to get those balls through the goals, and he did yesterday, which was excellent.
So he did the practice, and then he did the result. That's good.
Which is what we want to see, because the Knights have been struggling this season. The last 3 weeks, we've had three losses in a row. So it was nice to finally have a huge win and 2 points to get us up a little bit further on the ladder.
There we go.
I mean, AOB was sweating as well. There was talk for his head, I'm sure. He was probably the happiest bloke in Newcastle yesterday.
I'd say so.
Yeah, probably one of them. Now, of course, as well, switching gears a little bit, some of the money has been starting to get to help victims and families of the horror bus crash.
Yeah, apparently. So News Corp is reporting this morning that the money from that Rotary Australia and New South Wales government fund has started to get divvied out. More than $1 million has been raised so far in that fund. But $480,000 is reported to have been distributed so far, particularly to family and next of kin who are travelling for funerals. There was one funeral in Hobart on Saturday. There was also one in Grafton as well. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be spending money that they didn't expect to be spending.
Of course.
Going to all of these funerals and paying for them and all the rest of it. So that's just the start of the money that's been raised. And there were heaps of fundraisers on the weekend. There was one at the Lucky Hotel in Newcastle yesterday with racing car driver Ryan Gilroy, a Newcastle artist who painted up a really cool bonnet. So that was getting auctioned off yesterday. Haven't heard how much it went for, but I'm sure it would have gone for a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, I'm just glad some of those funds are getting quickly distributed, because
exactly,
that's when you need it straight away when those, you know, emergency,
you most,
exactly, emergency bills come in. So that's a little bit of good news on an absolutely terrible event. Thanks for that, Jess. And, of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Welcome if you're just joining us. And over the weekend, of course, producer Scott and I went out to Snowtime at the Gardens, Fantavelli Gardens, for our broadcast.
By all accounts, looked unreal.
Oh, look, the kids and producer Scott were absolutely loving it. There was the toboggan. We did a little race.
Yeah, yep.
And he cheated, of course.
Oh, win at any cost, huh?
Yeah, that's then it just shows a lot for his character, you know?
He's just a big kid at heart, though, isn't he? That's why we love him. He's just a big, cuddly, big kid at heart.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. He was getting up on the ice, like throwing the snowballs at everyone, all that sort of gear.
Did you cop any strays, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. A couple of the kids threw them at me. I'm an easy target because I'm a bit slow on my feet.
Yeah, of course. You're a good sport, but I'm sure you're in five.
Yeah, I didn't throw any back, you know, because I don't want to start, turn it up to the next level. I'd be too good. That's the problem.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly. We had to go on the tobogganing as well. And Scott didn't want to share, a doubles one, which I was disappointed at.
That's because he can't race that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Doesn't appeal to him at all.
Yeah, no opportunity to win, to get ahead. Oh, well. That's the way it is.
There you go.
We learned a lot about him, as I said. But, yeah, fantastic. If you're thinking about taking the kids, they will love it. There was thousands of them, it felt like, and they were absolutely all having a great time.
And the pictures look great. They look like you're up in the mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, genuinely look like you're out in the snow.
Yeah, so if you want... There's another top tip. If you want your friends to think you've gone to the snow when you haven't, get yourself up there, a little selfie. They'll never know. You're waking up with the Novos. And Pepsi. They've decided drinks aren't enough. They want to get into, more liquids that enter your body.
Right, okay.
And the way they're doing this is they've created their first ever condiment. So, a sauce, basically.
That's the worst segue into a sauce I've ever heard. But anyway, continue.
What they've done is they've called it Pepsi Cola Chup. Like a shortening of ketchup, I guess.
Cola Chup.
Which is a terrible name.
It is. Someone's paid to do that, think of that.
Paid good money. So if you're the person in charge of names at Pepsi, you're going to have your own corner office. Like
you think
with windows
so,
and stuff to look out and enjoy the view. You'd be on a good wicket. Now, they've said that they've actually gone to the Culinary Institute of America to create this. Which sounds a bit made up, but what they do, and this is the process, right? So first of all, they get some Pepsi, and then they boil it down into what they call a Pepsi reduction.
Right, okay.
Which sounds like a fancy... Reduction's a bit of a fancy sauce term, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Then you put Pepsi in it, and they've really knocked the class right out of it. and then it's infused with the following ingredients. Smoked tomatoes. That sounds all right. Could be okay. Cinnamon, thyme, oregano, and paprika, plus onions and ketchup. So they're just putting tomato sauce in it. It's tomato sauce with some spices and a bit of Pepsi. I don't know if I'm about it.
You don't reckon?
I think there's so many good sauces out there already. Do you think, when you think of delicious sauce, you don't think of Pepsi?
No.
I think they've missed a wicket there. I think they would have been better off just making a sauce and then just, you know, not calling it Pepsi sauce.
So no, not going to try it?
Not even going to try it, even if it was offered to me for free. It's just something about it that grosses me out.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, like you said, they're not happy enough with being the second option drink. They also want to be the second option sauce, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. If you went for a burger, like at a local pub here in Newey, somewhere around, I don't know, what's your local?
Prince, maybe?
Yeah, the Prince. They go, right, you got your burger special of the week, you know, chips and the side. Do you want a Pepsi sauce or just regular tomato or barbecue?
Yeah.
As if you're picking Pepsi sauce.
Yeah, they're going...
Not in a million years,
they've
right?
They've just made a whole business out of being, when there's no other option, you get Pepsi.
Oh, I've run out of every other sauce, have you? All right, I'll have the Pepsi sauce.
It'll
then.
Do.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we give you three things and you just got to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Very simple. You're up against another player and the fastest and the best at it gets the prize.
That's it. We make it real simple as well, especially like you're a bit slow getting started on your Monday morning. I know I particularly am. Maybe you haven't had that coffee yet. We make it nice and simple for you. Like Crevo said, if you can just figure out the theme, I suppose, between the three items, you get yourself prizes. So let's open up the phones for the first time today, 4967 4105, because up for grabs in today's three of a kind, Crevo.
Yeah,
we've got a double pass to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
And that's
Event
in
Cinemas,
season.
Guitara, or Glendale. Yeah, in season. So you get to go see it at your own convenience, whenever you want.
Yep.
Plus, all day today, Creevo. We've got heaps of family entry and ride tickets for Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now at Nobby's Beach. I went and checked it out on the weekend as well. Walked past it.
Looked pretty awesome.
Oh, there's heaps of, like, fun attraction rides in there. Like, heaps of, you know, the big spinny ones and a big drop and
all that stuff. And you get on the rides for free as well. How good's that?
Too exhilarating for me, but if you're a bit of a thrill seeker, 4967-4105. Of course, we're opening up the lines for three of a kind.
Yeah, we need two contestants on the line next. 4967-4105 if you want to get your hands on those prizes. Up next, New FM.
Creevo, if you love fast food and also love saving money, up next, I've got an unreal story for you about some deals that are going on right across the Hunter.
Oh, can't wait for that now, though.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, most certainly is time on your Monday morning to, I guess, recover from what could have been a big weekend.
Exactly.
And get your hands on some freebies. We're playing Three of a Kind, so if you're new to the show, welcome. We play this every morning after 6. Basically, all you got to do is find the linking theme between three items, do it faster than your opponent, and you win yourself some free prizes. So yeah.
Now, mechanics-wise, your name is your buzzer. First to 2, best of 3.
That's it. Now, up for grabs today, Creevo, is, of course, an in-season double to see the new Mission Impossible film, Dead Reckoning Part 1. So, I mean, it's going to be a Part 2 as well, isn't it?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you know it's going to be good. Mission Impossible movies with brackets Tom Cruise in them are so good.
So, that's for Event Cinemas, Qatar and Glendown, like we said, in-season. So, go at your own convenience. Whenever you want, you can go check out that film. Plus, all day throughout the show, we've got family entry and ride tickets for Newcastle's Winter Fun Fest, which is on at Nobby's Beach at the moment until 16th of July. And like you said, the free ride tickets, that's the kicker there, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely, because the kids, like, they'll go to something like that, they go, oh, I want to go on the rides, and you let them on one, and then you're like, oh, that was expensive. No, not with us, you're getting them for free.
Well, let's see who's, you know, in the running for these prizes this morning. We've got on the line this morning, let's go first to Adamstown, Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, good stuff. I love that kind of up and about attitude on a Monday.
Got to be for it for a Monday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Also, we've got Carl and Jesmond. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning indeed. Now, are you ready to take on Three of a Kind?
Give it a crack.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Very good. Now, of course, your names are your buzzers. Let's test out everyone's. Jack first.
Jack.
Yep, right. Lovely.
Carl.
And Carl.
Oh, all right. There we go. Well, technology seems to be working, so best of luck this morning, gents. Let's crack into your first one, which is Just Right Fruit Loops Weet-Bix.
Jack.
Jack was quickest, I think.
He definitely was.
Ariel.
Cereal is correct. Congratulations, mate. One on the board. Bit of scoreboard pressure now, Carl. The next one is Merlot, Shiraz, Chardonnay.
Carl.
Jack was quicker again.
Yeah.
Oh, gonna be that.
Wine is correct.
Which means straight to winner status right there. Now, Carl, can we get you back for another go tomorrow as our runner-up?
Yeah, not a problem at all. I tell you what, I've got two little girls that would love to see that winter show.
Well, you know what? You're actually in the draw anyway, just for getting on air.
That's it. Everyone on the show today in the draw, of course, for those tickets to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's at the moment. And, of course, we've got Jack off to see Mission Impossible, which is going to be so exciting.
You'll be loving that, right, Jack?
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, exactly. Seeing Tom Cruise in all his glory doing impossible stuff. Amazing.
And right around the Hunter, of course, we're celebrating Christmas in July, I suppose, Creevo.
Sure.
We're off to the Hunter Valley Gardens. You know, they got that snow time there. We got a winter fun fest as well at Nobby's.
It's all happening.
So we're all kind of getting into the spirit. Mm. And KFC's joined in on this as well. They're doing like a Christmas in July special, I suppose. 11 days of Christmas in July where they're doing these unbelievable deals on their app.
Now, would you say that you're a fan of KFC overall?
Overall, I am, yeah. I used to be a lot more of a fan than I am now.
Like a fiend for it.
I used to get it all the time, at least a couple times a week.
And a couple now, times a week. That is that. Yeah, it's top fan status, isn't it? You get one of those badges on Facebook.
Oh, you're getting you're buying shares in your local KFC. You're kind of at that sort of status.
Yeah.
I was telling you off air, you know, I'm trying to look after my health a little bit this month, but I think it's going to have to start after this because the deals they've got going on for this Christmas in July feast is unbelievable, Crevo.
All right. So what have we got on? What are some of the examples?
Well, I mean, it started on Saturdays because, of course, Saturday was the 1st of July.
Sure.
The first day of these deals with the Dollar Zinger Burgers, right?
That's wild. Which is just
absolutely wild. We've also got in the works, I suppose, Dollar Twister, like wraps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can do $10 for 30 nuggets. Also, one I got my eye on, $12 for a double Zinger feast, right, which is 2 Zinger Burgers and 10 nuggets. $12.
That is so cheap.
It's criminal, isn't it? And of course, they've brought back their annual Christmas in July feast, which is 10 pieces of signature original recipe chicken, 10 wicked wings, 10 nuggets, 1 maxi popcorn, sorry, and 3 large chips, 1 large potato and gravy, and 2 dipping sauce. It just goes on and on.
That's just everything on the menu.
So that's back for July as well. But, yeah, they've got these special Christmas in July deals the app.
You got to go on the app.
So app exclusive.
Yeah.
They're also only available every day between 3 and 5 on the app, right? 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
That's a pretty tight window.
But once you've ordered it, you can pick it up any time before close.
Oh, so you can get it for dinner, but the trick is you just do the little order, 3, 4 o'clock.
So 3 o'clock, you're on Smoko maybe. You just quickly order your Zinger Burgers or whatever you're getting.
Like the specials,
and then on the way home or, you know, way home from the shops or whatever.
Just pull in.
Just pull in, pick it up, no dramas. Yeah, I've got an online order for Stephen.
Yeah.
I can prep that up for you, no dramas, sorted. And then you go home and have it for dinner.
That's the hack right there,
that's
isn't it?
So the window you order in is very small.
Yeah.
But the window you can pick it up in
is large.
Much larger.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a cheap, easy dinner this week, I'm so excited about this.
Look at your smiling little face. Absolutely loving this.
I'm so giddy. Make sure you get involved with this. Because I will be. You'll probably see me at KFC Broad Meadow or something.
Yeah, just kicking about.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And a little later on, just after 7 o'clock, we've got our trivia check back, Stephen.
Come on.
Worth $975.
Woo!
Now, all you got to do is answer one trivia question, just one, correctly, and $975 could be all yours.
Like you said, that's coming up after 7. Next, though, Crevo, a bit of fun. Surveys come out, you know, asking people what animals they reckon they could beat in a fight. And I want to kind of gauge your opinion. See all what right. you reckon you could take on.
In animal-wise, all right, there's a bit of food for thought as you wake up with The Novos. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
Bit of fun for your Monday morning, Crevo. YouGov, which is like this international market research company, they're here in Australia as well. They've done this survey basically asking people, push comes to shove, you know, life or death in the Colosseum.
Okay.
What animals do you think you could take to save your life?
Right.
So, I mean, example here, only 71% of people think they could beat a goose in a fight, right? So 29% of people think they'd die
in a
one-on-one fight with a geese, I guess. Well, a singular goose.
That
yeah.
seems absurd.
It does, right? Who's the 29 who reckons they couldn't take on a goose? Ridiculous.
Life or death. Surely not. Anyway, we move on.
We move on. And so, you know, they continue with all these different other animals as well. So, you know, 60% of people reckon they could put a dog to sleep, push comes to shove, no dramas. And, you know, they go through a series of different animals.
Sure.
Which ends with, of course, the king of the jungle,
yep.
the lion. With only 8% of men and 7% of women saying they could take on a lion. Only 8%.
Yeah, a lion. You just said it. It's the king of the jungle. And man lives in the jungle as well.
Oh, king of the jungle, but not king of the food chain.
It is, though. On a hand-to-hand combat with a lion? Okay, Stephen, are you saying that you think you could beat a lion in a fight?
I reckon I'd be a good sniff. I reckon, like, it wouldn't be an easy fight. But I think, like...
Oh, you're joking.
No, I think if, like, Sportsbet put up a market, it has to be $1.90 each way. You know, if I was any longer than $1.90, I'd be a bit offended. I'd be like, I'm a decent chance here.
What?
I reckon I should go in as favourite.
A favourite against a lion?
I reckon I should.
Have you even looked at a lion on the internet?
But they're like basically just essentially a big dog. I reckon...
First of all, they're more related to a cat than a dog.
I reckon you could... Yeah, famously a big cat, I suppose.
Yeah.
I reckon... You could just outwit a lion. I reckon, like...
As if.
I could give it a little goose step, give it a bit... I reckon if you, like, a lion approached you and you're like, oh, look over there, a big juicy steak. Turns around. You've got the upper hand. You've got the upper hand.
Stephen, you are delusional if you think you could beat a lion in a fight.
I'm not trying to say it'd be an easy contest, but I think, like, push comes to shove. You get that adrenaline boost. I reckon I could... I don't think I'd be dying. I reckon I could take on the lion.
All right. Let's do a little around Newcastle
bit
survey.
Bit of fun, I suppose, hey?
Yeah. 4967-4105. Are you like Stephen and you think you could beat a lion in a fight? Or are you on my side? You think he's got no chance?
Well, almost 1 in 10 people. 8% of men, 7% of women think they could beat a lion. So I'm not on this island by myself.
We just want your opinion here. 4967-4105. And the best callers on air today, we've got the family entry and ride tickets.
Come on now.
For Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now at Nobby's Beach until the 16th of July. Just for getting your opinion on air. 4967-4105. Do you think you could beat a lion in a fight like Stephen? Ridiculous.
You're telling me you're not going to get like an adrenaline boost if your life's on the line?
You'll get an adrenaline boost right before you get killed by the lion.
All right. 4967-4105. Do you reckon you could take a lion on in a fight, or do you think it's absolutely absurd like Cremo reckons? We'll get you calls on the air next.
UFM and Stephen, we're asking the, I think, absurd question. Could you beat a lion in a fight?
Yeah, we're having a bit of fun on your Monday morning. Great one to have around the work side. Well, we had this chat on the weekend at the pub, but there's this survey that's come out basically. YouGov, so they're this like marketing research company right around the world. They've asked a bunch of people, push comes to shove, if you had to, you know, to save your life, what animals could you beat in a fight? So I gave you some of the numbers beforehand, but if you're just joining us, only 71% of people think they could beat a goose in a fight, which is ridiculous.
Even
no one's losing to a goose.
Even I think you could beat a goose.
60% of people think no sweat dealing with a dog. Which, again, I think is probably a bit low. Mm. But anyway, it depends what kind of dog,
I suppose.
Yeah, 60% of people think that wouldn't be an issue. Also, 8% of men, 7% of women think they could deal with a lion if push comes to shove.
See, I don't think anyone could deal with a lion. A lion? Are you kidding? They're so big and powerful. It's as if you haven't watched, you know, any kind of videos with a lion ever in it.
I understand, but there's a reason why we're top of the food chain.
Have you not seen Tiger King?
What I've seen, Crevo, what I've seen is like mums lift buses to save their kids.
That's a cartoon.
You get that adrenaline rush, you know, when your life is on the line.
Absurd.
You get this extra power, this like, I don't know how, this intrinsic ability to just perform above your weight class. And I think you could do that with a lion.
Have this noted on the record. Stephen thinks he could beat a lion in a fight.
Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going to break a sweat. I'm not saying that it'll be an easy fight.
Hunter Valley Zoo.
I'd win.
We'll sort it out.
We'll sort it. Well, we're doing a bit of a temperature check, of course, right across Newcastle. 4967-4105. Having a bit of fun, seeing if people think they could beat a lion in a fight. Now, we go to the Instagram to start with, at the Novos _.
Sure.
You can always reach us there, where Cameron's messaged in and said, lion for the win.
Yeah, of course. You're foolish, Stephen, if you think you can beat a lion. Let's go to the phones, 4967-4105, if you want to get involved. Michael's in Bolton Point. Good morning, Michael.
Mate, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, I just want to get your thoughts on this. What do you reckon? Do you think you could beat a lion in a fight?
Maybe if it was, like, 10 minutes old, yeah, but I don't think a lion, maybe a lion cub.
A lion. Thank you. We didn't specify his age, but of course we meant a fully grown lion.
Of course. No, mate, not at all. And Stephen is getting himself if he thinks he's got any chance whatsoever.
Now, have you ever seen a lion in real life?
At a zoo and that?
Yeah.
I mean, no chance. He's kidding himself, isn't he?
That's what I thought.
Have you ever seen me in real life, but Michael? I've been going to the gym. I've been putting on a few kilos.
Oh, look, I think you might have your ambitions and your capabilities mixed up a little, but
that's
okay. You're allowed to, you know, like, reach for the stars, mate, but good luck.
You'd be taking the money on the line every time, wouldn't you?
And you said $1.90 odds before, come on.
No, what, you're not putting the mortgage on that?
Nah, mate, not a chance. Good, like I said, good attitude, but...
Yeah, thanks for your call, Michael. And you know what? That's all we need. Just a bit of common sense from Bolton Point, and we're good as gold.
And for that common sense, I suppose, in inverted commas, we'll send Michael off to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's with the family, of course. We've got entry plus free rides to give away all throughout the show. So if you want to get your hands on this, yeah, Winter Fun Fest.
Yeah.
Make sure you get involved in the show. It's really that simple.
That's it. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, my God. $975 up for grabs.
Ludicrous.
It is insane. Of course, all you have to do is answer one trivia question correctly. Just one.
How good's that?
If you get that right, you get $975.
And that'll luck, you know, that'll help the dent you caused last night celebrating, you know, the Knights win.
Oh,
there would be a few lemonades drunk right across the Hunter.
I would have thought so. Record breaking as well.
That's it. If you're looking at your bank statement this morning thinking, oh dear. Got a bit of the Monday blues.
Mm.
Perfect way to both recoup your wallet and recoup your spirit.
That's right.
Get you up and about.
$975. It's an absolute yes from me. Well, this is how you win it. Call now. New FM. 4967-4105. 4967-4105 and get your hands on $975. I'm just too excited about this.
Were you about to give your number?
No, I wasn't. I don't know. I think I was about to give it a 02 out the front. I was like, there's no need for that. Just get on to it. 4967-4105, New FM.
And Crevo, in my time, I've come across a lot of people who do a lot of bugger all at work, a lot of bludges, right?
Yeah.
But I think the story's come across my desk of the world's biggest bludge. Genuinely the world's biggest bludge.
All right.
I'll reveal all the details after we do this one.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$975 on the line right now. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly. If you do that, you get $975. That's how simple this is.
We don't even have to sell this segment. $975 sells itself. One question, like Crevo said, between you and a bit of a paycheck on your Monday morning, if you don't mind.
And I don't mind. All right, let's meet our contestant this morning. It's Debbie in Shoal Bay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks. What's up for you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, really good. I had my son's birthday and now we're just enjoying the school holidays.
Nice one, lovely. Nice one. How old's your son turn?
He turned 11.
Oh, nice. A good little party or?
Yeah, we went to Escape Zone.
Oh, lovely. That would have been good fun.
Brilliant stuff.
Would have hurt the wallet, but.
That's right.
This party at Escape Zone wouldn't come cheap.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's right. Well, $975 could be nice and handy. Of course, you've got a 5-second timer on the clock and one trivia question to get right to get that money. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Best of luck, Debbie. Your question this morning is, yellow Newtons are a type of what food?
Banana.
Unfortunately, no. Good guess, though.
Yeah, you're on the right train of thought, but the answer we're looking for was apples.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, type of fruit. You were kind of there or thereabouts. Just missed the mark slightly.
I know, so close. That means tomorrow it's at $1,000.
At a grand.
At $1,000. Same time, same place. Do not miss Trivia Check here on New FM.
Now, Crevo, let's not beat around the bush. You and I. We get away with doing a whole lot of bugger all sometimes.
Right? All we do is just yap, 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 blah, blah, blah on the radio.
And sometimes we even don't do that very well. Sometimes we take the piss a little bit. But there's this teacher in Italy who scoffs at our bludging effort, right? Because she's got to be the world's biggest bludger. She's finally been given the sack because of her 24-year teaching career. She's been absent for 20 of those years.
How do you get away with that? That is the ultimate in loophole finding, isn't it?
Well, that's it. And it has been like a whole lot of loophole finding. She's used sick days. She's used, obviously, her allocated holiday time. She's also used permits to go to conferences and stuff like that. She's missed 20 of her 24 years. And how's this, Crevo? For the first 10 years of her tenure, she was completely absent. Didn't teach a single class for her first 10 years on the job.
That's actually astonishing how you can get away with that for so long, isn't it?
Well, that's it. You'd think, like, you've hired someone, they didn't rock up for their first day. That's normally a big red flag.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, honestly, you'd have to be that sick to not rock up on day one. Because normally it takes you a while to build up the courage to call in, even if it's like a sickie.
That's right. Know? And this is what here's what I'm thinking, maybe. It's a really big school, heavy on the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Right? And she's just filled in, found the forms, filled them in, sick, away. And then nobody's seen her, so nobody misses her. It'd be one of those situations, and then the payroll just keeps going through. Yeah, Mrs. Whatever, she's on sick leave, yep, done, stamped, away you go. And then nobody, like, ever realises that she's never even there.
Well, how's this, right? The school already tried to give her the sack a couple years ago, and she sued for, like, false firing, false dismissal.
It's so brave.
The court was like, you are right. They can't give you the sack.
You've just been sick for 20 years. So it's no big deal.
So she was reinstated. She was reinstated, continued to do nothing.
Yeah.
They've now sacked her again.
Yeah.
And she's going to take it to court again for unfair dismissal. She's worked 4 years in the last 24.
That's unbelievable.
Now, according to the BBC, they reached out for comment on what her defence would be and stuff like that. And she's come back. Her statement is, sorry, but right now I'm at the beach. Too busy to even give a statement on her defence.
And you know what I love about this? She's not even using it. You know how a lot of people these days, they're doing work from home and doing like two jobs at the same
time?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nah, none of that. She's taken full advantage of it and just not working. She's just at the beach for 20 years.
Well, that's it. And she's just found, like you said, all the loopholes in the system, found all the permits, the vacation time. She's probably one of those people at the start of the year who sits down with the calendar, goes, I can connect these two long weekends. You know, I take 10 days off, I get 18.
Exactly.
You know, something like that.
Along those lines. You know what? I'm not even mad. It's not, you know, if you're that good at it, just well done to you is all I can
it's
say.
It's always the job in itself.
I know.
Finding ways to not go to work. Oh. She probably works harder in doing that than she would in the classroom.
Definitely. What a genius.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Gone the Knights, Crevo. We're up and about on Monday, of course, because record-breaking win for the Knights yesterday.
Record-breaking.
My voice still sore, a little bit still hurting, but if you're not hurting a bit this morning, celebrating from that win.
Were you even celebrating?
Well, that's it. Are you even an overcastrian? That's the real question. I was at the ABC, Amtown's Bowl Club, watching it. Yeah, a few lemonades, cheering the guys on. Big screen there, obviously.
There would have been a celebration at the end as well.
Oh, well, that's it. The celebrations just continue. And it's a walking distance from my stumbling distance home. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, of course, on the way home, little meal perhaps in there as well.
Yeah,
like a late night feed.
Yeah, you always got it, don't you?
Exactly. So, of course, a big congratulations to everyone involved, because what a win.
Now, up next, Crevo, it's end of financial year, tax time, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of want to get a gauge on what have people claimed this year.
Yeah, or in the past, perhaps, those outrageous things.
I mean, now people are working from home. You can claim a lot more than you used to.
That's right. So we'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
Of course, Crevo, end of financial year, tax time. Which means, obviously, you're trying to get the best tax return you basically can, right?
Of course, everyone is. You know, absolutely, you want to pay what tax you need to pay, but you also don't want to pay more than you need to.
Exactly. Normally, this time of year comes around, and I get the catalogue out and start circling things I think might be nice to splurge a little bit of that extra money on, because it's not money you budget for.
That's right.
Which means, really, like, it can be used as a bit of a luxury money.
That's
to
right.
To buy that item you'd never normally allow yourself to get.
That's right. So, for example, last week, bought some new headphones.
Yeah, they go treat yourself.
Exactly. For our line of work, got to have headphones, don't you?
Oh, and you can double wear Miami. You claim that next year as well.
That's it. So
that's
straight
two
away.
Birds, one stone.
Exactly. Now, of course, you know, people are always looking for what they can claim, what they can get away with. In the shop, where I've got the shop, because everyone's working from home now.
Yep.
Everyone has home office. So they can get decorations for their home office.
Right.
To make
okay.
it more pleasant. You know, little plants or a little plant pot or maybe a little rug, you know, or a chair or something.
Yeah, of course.
So I always tell people, this is for the home office, is it? Get yourself a receipt. You may as well claim it, right?
Well, that's it. And, like, I always claim uniforms. You know, we don't really have a uniform here, but I still like to try and claim. I've got to wash the clothes I wear to work and, you know.
Sure.
Can't come in stinky. So
exactly.
Always claim that. And
washing powder then? No, maybe not. That might be a stretch too far.
No, you probably could. I mean, my theory is, this is a little bit naughty. Maybe I shouldn't say this on air. They can't audit everyone, can they? They can't go through and check everyone.
Well, they're pretty good at it. So all I'd say, don't do anything illegal.
Yeah.
But if you can do it, then do it. So I was reading about this story about a mechanics company, right? And they're saying, guys, I need your help. Bit of a brains trust here. How can we claim a boat? And they said, well, if you put out a statement that you're moving into marine mechanics as well, you're going to need a little tender to go around and check on the boats that you're working on.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's
it. Add it to your website. And, of course, if you're actually going to, you know, intending to do a bit of marine mechanical work, you will need a boat to get around. There you go. Done and dusted.
So this is the territory we move into. 4967405. What have you claimed? Those stories of, you know, it doesn't have to be this year's tax return.
Yeah.
It could have been last year or years gone.
Yeah, or maybe it's a mate that, you know, that's figured out something, a loophole.
And it can be a mate as well. You can stay anonymous as well if you'd like to. But we want to know the stories, the ridiculous stuff that you've claimed that maybe was a little bit cheeky. Because, of course, 'tis the season.
That's right. Now, of course, best callers on air today are getting themselves family entry plus the ride tickets for Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now at Nobby's Beach until the 16th of July. The ride tickets included, that's the winner right there.
That's the kicker, isn't it?
Right. 4967-4105. Tell us your claim story. Plus, then you can win yourself an extra little bonus of these tickets in, plus the ride tickets, Newcastle Fun Fest, the Winter Fun Fest.
It's really just an excuse, a chance to brag, isn't it?
It certainly
is. Get those stories out there because I love to hear them.
You got a boat? How good's that? Here at New FM. And what did you claim is the area we move into here? Tax times here, you know.
Of course, tis the season.
People will be filling things out, working out forms. Oh, where's that receipt gone? All that sort of stuff.
Well, you want to try and get the best tax return that you can.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we've had a message on Instagram. They've asked to remain anonymous, and that's okay. That's the sort of thing we'll do here.
But you can always get in touch at the Novos _, of course.
Anytime. And they said that they claimed the new PlayStation because they said it goes on the internet, and that was then classed as a computer for the office.
Oh, yeah, you needed to watch videos and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Hey?
Plus research purposes, I guess. You've got to see what new games are out there.
Get Safari open up on the PlayStation, whatever it is, huh?
Exactly. I don't think it's the best browser out there, but it'll do the job.
That's taking the mickey a little bit, isn't it? But that's what we're asking for.
Exactly.
4967-4105. What did you claim that was perhaps a little bit cheeky?
Yeah. First of all, we go to Madawi. Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Great. Thanks, guys. Yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Never
Chipper
better.
On a Monday.
Yeah, that's it. Now tell us, what did you claim or someone you know claim and got away with?
I think you're going to like this one, Crevo. You know, my mum's an antique dealer.
Right.
And every year she claims her trip to Europe because, you know, she has to do research, she has to buy antiques and bring them back to Australia.
There you go.
Claims a trip to Europe.
That's not too bad at all.
Wow.
That's given me some inspiration.
Well, that's a tip for you, isn't it?
Exactly. I've got to look into it.
Surely we can do the same. If I go to Europe and tell one story about it on the air...
There's a trip.
That's a work trip, isn't it?
Surely. You've got
to claim that.
Would have thought so.
Ooh, there you go.
We go to Raymond Terrace next. Hey, Kat, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, what are you able to claim or someone you know?
I was actually, I worked for an accountant, and two of the other women who worked in the office used to claim their entire mobile phone costs because they used it as an alarm to wake up in the morning.
Oh, no.
And I guess if you look into it further, that thing's got a calculator as well, doesn't it?
This is so true.
Cat's like,
oh my God, all the missed opportunities.
Yeah, Cat's like, I'll be doing that now.
You can't claim your plan, but that's a bit far.
Why
you
not?
Don't need your mobile plan to set
your
alarm.
Sure you do, yeah. Plus, like, because otherwise, you know, if you don't have mobile credit, right, yeah. The phone won't switch to daylight savings.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you need the full plan, otherwise you're not going to be able to wake up.
I think genuinely you're in the wrong career, Cremo.
Yeah,
I need you to start being an accountant. You've got all these loopholes just at the ready to go. I'd like to see your tax return. I reckon you're getting in thousands of dollars back every year.
Oh, if only.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, another week and another chance to earn money just by bludging around.
I know.
Doing absolutely nothing.
And you don't have to pay tax on this one as well.
That's it. It'll help cure your Monday-itis, your Monday blues. It's another week of New FM's 20K side hustle. If you want to get on our payroll, become a member of the team. All you got to do, register at newfm.com.au. Once you've done that, you're listening for your name right throughout the day. Hear that, 4967-4105. 10 minutes to call. They're all the steps you got to follow. Once you've done that, you just watch the money come in for absolutely nothing.
No work at all, which is the best way to get cash. So, so good.
Now, over the weekend, our honorary team member, our colleague, I suppose, Crevo, was Rachel from Lemon Tree Passage. Right?
Oh, yeah, so, Rach, yeah.
Yeah, Rach got on. Yeah, you know Rach.
Yeah,
she's been out in the sales a little bit, helping out there.
Everyone in the office knows Rach.
Life of the party.
Exactly.
And she's been, she got hired, I suppose, right before knockoff on Friday, arvo.
Sweet.
So she's had all weekend where she's sitting there, you know, thinking about what she's going to bring to the team this week. Already got guaranteed herself $105, of course, with the chance for that to grow and grow and grow. But right now, Crevo, are you ready to start the clock?
Yeah, I am. Here
we're
going
to give another Novacastrian the chance to get a slice of this pie, I suppose. We've got, you ready, Crevo?
Yes.
Henry Wilson from Edgeworth. Henry Wilson, Edgeworth. 10 minutes right now. Give us a call, 4967 4105, to be a part of New FM's 20K side hustle.
Simple as that. Call now here at New FM.
And of course, at the moment, we're sent a call out for Henry Wilson in Edgeworth to become, I guess, the next member of New FM team as part of New FM's 20K side hustle. Less than 2 minutes. I can probably less than a minute and a half now. I can't see the time from my end.
It's a minute 40 at this point, so I'll get dropping down as we speak. What's the goss now?
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Big weekend, Scott. What do you got for us?
Mate, it's been an absolutely huge weekend, and it looks like everybody is coming down under. Later today, the Indonesian president is going to be touching down in Australia. He's meeting with Albo for a three-day visit. We've had Margot Robbie here recently doing stuff for the new Barbie movie, which comes out later this month.
Nice.
But the news of the day, it's all over the morning TV shows, gents. Tom Cruise is in Sydney, just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Wow.
You know, it's wild as well. We've got the Mission Impossible tickets up for grabs
at the same
time. How's that for a coincidence?
It's very much a coincidence. The brand new movie is Mission Impossible 7, and look, seventh time he's done it. It's called Dead Reckoning Part 1. You can catch sessions happening at Event Cinemas Katara, I know for a fact, as of this Saturday. You can win tickets with the Novo, so keep listening each weekday morning. Tom Cruise has been in town. He's been doing heaps of publicity for the movie, but tonight, gents, is the big dance. The International Convention Centre in Darling Harbour is the blockbuster film premiere. It's tonight.
Oh, right, okay. Has he been spotted with Shakira? Has Shakira come with him at all?
No, doesn't look like he's been arm-in-arm with Shakira, but what I don't get is some of these celebs, when they rock up to any place, incognito mode, all they wear is a hat and sunnies. Like, come on, you're Tom Cruise. We know what you look like.
Yeah, it's not fooling anyone, is it?
Perhaps it'd still be chasing him, finding him at all times. So no matter what, like, Airbnbs hold up in.
No, he's been spotted everywhere. You've got also Hayley Atwell. She's very famous for being a Captain Carter in the MCU, or the British Captain America. So she's also starring in this movie. She's down under. As well as Simon Pegg. You know him from the Cornetto trilogy.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so he's here as well. So a lot of stars walking around the streets of Sydney.
Well, there you go, Scott, on Celebrity Watch all day for us. I'm sure he keeps up to date if he sees any of them in the flesh.
Oh, no doubt we'll hear it straight from producer Scott.
New FM's $20,000
Side Hustle.
Yeah, or at the moment we're getting people on our payroll. All you got to do is register, newfm.com.au. Get on there quick if you want to get a slice of this $20,000.
Yeah, that's it. It's back for another week. So if you want to get involved, newfm.com.au is the place to go. Just as Rachel from Lemon Tree Passage did last week, got herself on the payroll, honorary member, and she's back Monday. How are you going, Rach?
Good, thank you.
Now, have you been thinking throughout the weekend about, you know, what you can implement to the workplace? Thinking, you know, come with a positive attitude on Monday?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. It's your second job. Or do you have another job?
Yes, I do.
So then it is a true side hustle, isn't it? You're making money on money. How good's that?
Yeah.
Now, Rachel, got some bad news for you this morning. Not long ago, we gave a call out to Henry in Edgeworth to see if he wanted to become, you know, a member of New FM's team. Now, he has given us a call on 4967-4105, but Rachel, not within the 10 minutes, so you stay on the payroll. Congratulations.
What's that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we rule, we're harsh but fair. We rule with an iron fist, and if you're late on day one,
you're out.
Yeah,
exactly.
We can't allow that to slide on day one. So, fingers crossed, this continues to grow up to $210 now, Rachel, and you start the new week with the potential to just keep growing and growing and growing.
Fantastic.
That's good. Thank you.
You can feel the chemistry in here. It is electric.
If you want to get involved, still plenty of time. We're playing all week. Head to newfm.com.au. Register there. Once you've done that, all you got to do, listen for your name right throughout the day. I mean, Scott with your work day.
That's
Joel
right.
For your drive home as well. They'll be getting Novocastrians on board. If you hear your name, call within 10 minutes. Do that. You're on the payroll.
That's right. And like Rachel, you don't have to do a single thing.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
I've been playing host again this weekend, Crevo. This time to my mate who I went to uni with in Perth. So
Obviously
I'm from Perth originally.
You had your brother.
I had my brother last week. This weekend I've had my mates over from Perth.
They're all wanting to experience a big city living. I get it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I showed them all the sites, you know. Yeah. We went and saw some whales off the Anzac Bridge, and we went, you know, up to Nobby's and did all that good stuff. And amongst the sights we saw was on, you know, early hours of Sunday morning.
Mm.
Went and took him to Cappadocia, right?
An absolute
get better. Must, you know. Yeah. If you're coming to Nui, an absolute must. And reviews are in. One of our mates said best snack pack he's ever had.
I had one from there last week, actually.
I don't know what they put in their chips.
They are on form at the moment.
Oh.
Cappadocia is cooking well.
Absolutely unbelievable. So, yeah, a sparkling review from my mates in Perth. Cappadocia has absolutely got it going on.
That, once again, the big city providing the good stuff.
Oh, you reckon. But up next, we're taking you from some incredible food to an absolute food crime that you commit, Crevo. If you want to get a bit of a teaser of this, the poll is up on our Instagram, @thenovos_. But for the rest of you, tune in next, because this is absolutely criminal.
All right, we'll discuss that up next here on UFM.
Happy Monday to you, Crevo.
Yeah, thank you.
Psych, not happy Monday. I'm about to put you on flames. I'm telling about you over the weekend.
All right.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, right? We're just having a chat, as we do, you know, about plans for the weekend and what we're doing. Doing a bit of cooking, Crevo.
Yeah, always.
And you told me that I think you had some chops, right? And in the chops, you've decided to eat the bone marrow.
Well, no, and then we had ossobuco, which is a delicious, like, cooked slowly in a pot soup that you put on for about 4 hours. Get the braise on first, so you get it nice and brown on both sides. Then get the font out of the pan, put that in, slow cook it. Amazing.
Sounds amazing.
And then the best bit is the bone marrow.
That's the bit that sounds disgusting. You're eating is that even meant to be eaten?
Are you kidding? That's one of the best. That is the best bit. My wife, Emmy, and I will fight over the marrow.
You don't actually, though, do you?
Yeah, if there's like a bit that's, say, gone out of the bone and it's just in the soup, it's who's getting that.
Wow, that's so disgusting. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
What do you have against bone marrow?
I just think the way people eat it as well. I'm scarred from, like, as a kid, I remember Nan would grab, you know, all the plates to do the washing up, and everyone's bones would be sitting on there. And as she's picking up all the plates, she's like a bloody jelly cup. She's sucking the marrow out of the bone. It's just disgusting. It makes you, like, send shivers down your spine. Like, someone's walked on your grave.
Stephen, you're overblowing this. There's nothing better, and this is a great excuse. There's nothing better then grabbing hold of a good bone, and then sucking the good stuff out, if you know what I mean.
That makes me actually feel very, very uncomfortable.
Why?
Very uncomfortable.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I just think it's gross, and I don't think I'm the only one. I think most people would find the concept of this just so disgusting.
I think you are alone in not liking the marrow. I think it's pretty much only you. I think everyone else, aside from like vegetarians or whatever, we're not talking about them. That's fair enough. You got your own beliefs there. But if you're a meat eater, you love the bone marrow. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I'm a meat eater and I very much don't. Let's get a temperature check on this, though. 4967405. Eating the bone marrow, do you love or loathe it? And, of course, for getting involved in the show, you can get entry plus ride tickets from family to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now at Nobby's Beach. So, I mean, a fun day out for the whole family. 4967405. Do you love or loathe eating the bone marrow? It's just gross, isn't it?
We'll decide this once and for all up next here on UFM.
And we're talking about an absolute food crime that I've discovered in studio. Because Crevo is a fan of sucking out the bone marrow. That's disgusting.
As if you don't like grabbing a bone, even with two hands, and then you just slip it in your mouth and you get all the good stuff out of there. It's absolutely delicious.
Words can't articulate how uncomfortable that makes me feel. It sends shivers down, like someone's walked on my grave. Shivers down my spine.
Turn it up. I'll even go to the butchers and you get them to cut the shin bone down the long way, and then you grill it French style, scrape that out, put it in a pasta. It's unbelievable. Mind-blowing food.
Oh, makes me genuinely feel gross.
Level.
We're asking the people in Newcastle what they think of this, though, of course. And you can get in touch always on our Instagram at @thenovos_, where so far on the poll, 77% of people have said it's gross, Crevo.
Are you kidding?
77% saying it's
people
disgusting.
People don't know what they're missing.
I think you don't know what you're getting into. Just gross. Anyway, we're opening up the phones as well, 4967405. Let's head first to Cessna. I've got Paul on the line. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Now tell us, do you love or loathe eating the bone marrow?
Absolutely love it.
Love it.
Now, Paul, give us your best bone-sucking noise. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. How good was that?
We're banning that. No more callers doing that, all right, Creamer? Because it's made me feel so uncomfortable.
We're doing it all the way through.
No, we're not. Mount Hutton next. We got Christina on the line. Morning, Christina.
Good morning, guys.
Now tell us, love or loathe the bone marrow?
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Give us your best bone sucking.
I've got four kids and I cut it off, cut their meat off the bone, and I sell it four times as much.
There you go.
Keep it all to yourself. You deprive your kids of this experience. You reckon it's so good because you want it all to yourself.
Don't get under Christina for being greedy on something you don't like. Now give us your best bone sucking, Christina. Go for it. Ooh, that's a good one.
No, I don't like that at all. All right, well, Zen, Shannon on the line next. Hey, Shannon.
Hi, mate.
Now tell us, do you love or loathe the bone marrow?
It's the best part.
Thank you. Now give us your best bone sucking. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. All right, one more to wrap things up.
All right, let's go to Maitland. Gary, love or loathe the bone marrow, mate?
Oh, love it, mate. Oh. Love a puppy dog with a bone.
Yeah, give us your best bone sucking. Absolutely superb. And there we go. It's a whitewash, Stephen. You're the only one in Newcastle.
No, the poll had 77%
Whatever.
Of people with
Whatever.
Me. I want to crawl into a hole. I feel so gross after that. Can't believe you just got four people to pretend to suck bone marrow. That's made me feel so gross. I need a shower. Turn it up.
Well, there you go. That's us done for today. But before we do, we've got to award some prizes.
Yeah, of course. Got our prize of the day. And we've got them coming out the wazoo as well, really. We're off to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's, of course. We've got three family passes plus rides to give away. Let's give one to Michael, I reckon, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. Also to Kat at Raymond Terrace. And to wrap it up, Paul in Cessnock.
Yeah, right. We'll give it to Paul.
There we go. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.